Welcome to this week's edition of Tiger Talk. My name is Will Kohlmeyer. I'm the Vice President of Marketing and Community Relations at one of the nation's premier community colleges, Northeast. And of course, last week we talked about it's also one of the top values in the nation as well with our VP of Finance, Chris Murphy. And we start off with this week's show with another one of our cabinet members, the Vice President of Planning and Research, Dr. Kelly Hefner. And first of all, Kelly, welcome to Tiger Talk.
Thank you so much. Good to be here.
Well, it's great to have you. And of course, the school year started yesterday for our students, but for us faculty and staff, we started with a bang last Wednesday with our in-service day. That was some kind of birthday party, wasn't it?
Yes, literally, we did start with a bang. We brought in Spirit, our tiger, and a birthday cake, and set off the fire alarm. So we literally started with a bang.
Of course, Northeast starting 70 years of existence. And I'll tell you what, I thought the in-service went extremely well.
I agree. It was a time for the community to come together, celebrate past successes and the heritage that we have here, but also to look to the future and the legacy that each one of us can leave after our time here at Northeast. President Ford gave us a challenge to focus on communication, to be our authentic selves, to work as individuals with integrity, and then to respect ourselves, the institution, and each other. And that was really a great pep talk as we begin the semester. But then when Chris Cornelison came up and challenged us to find out our why for our day-to-day existence, that was a pretty amazing thing. So I think our faculty and staff were excited about that. And then, again, looking back on our heritage, the videos that we showed went through the years, literally through seven decades, and touched base with people who were impacted by Northeast and then went on to do great things and continue to do great things.
Yeah, no doubt. And I mean, there, a lot of those journeys started here on this campus as a student at Northeast. You talked about Chris, a 94 grad here, played baseball, and it's just neat to hear. Of course, we talk about it all the time. We know what kind of impact we have in this region. But when you hear others, former students, it's kind of neat, their testimonies, isn't it?
Yes, exactly. I was very much impressed with Sam Mosley in the interview that you captured with him. He being one of the first African-American athletes here, being from our district in New Albany, he credited his education at Northeast for opening a lot of doors for him, preparing him, teaching him how to properly enunciate and pronounce words. And through his speech teacher, who was his favorite, that was a great viewing for our employees, just to see that, yeah, what you do every day can impact and even produce a Grammy winner.
Yeah, exactly. A Grammy-winning artist, Sam Mosley, will be looking for that video if you follow us on social media. Well, I know you and your team put so much time and effort into the preparation for the in-service, but I know there's a lot of other projects that are staring you in the face for the year ahead. Let's talk about some of those.
Yes, sir. The biggest one is our SACS COC reaffirmation of our accreditation. We are part of the class of 2021, but we can't wait until 2021 to get started on that process. So we will begin getting committees together to serve and write our compliance certification document. And the purpose of SACS COC is just to tell our story, truly. I think sometimes when you think of accreditation, you think they're looking out to audit you and tell you what you're doing wrong. But I think it gives us an opportunity, another forum, to say this is what we do and we do it well. And since planning and research does institutional effectiveness, that's, they look at us a lot to make sure that we're telling the story accurately. And so we're looking forward to that. But we're going to have a group of faculty present to each academic division after attending the NYSOD conference in Austin this past summer. They came back with some great ideas about impacting the classroom. So they'll be doing that throughout the year. And then the Office of Planning and Research is going to take the faculty and staff to Maui and no, we're not going to.
I was just going to say, there will be some breaking news here.
We're not going to rent a plane and haul everybody over. But we're going to introduce this idea of assessment being something, again, that proves the value that we add. And, you know, tangible terms shows the value that we add for our students. We're going to do a professional development about finding your marigold and not your walnut. And so you'll need to stay tuned till November, and we'll talk a little bit more about that. Those are some of the things that we have for the fall semester. And the spring semester, we're going to do things like, in case of an emergency, again, our annual Stressless Fest. And these are things that help our employees do their jobs better. It's an enrichment experience, not just training, but it's an enrichment experience.
Well, Kelly, I cannot thank you enough for your time here. Keep up the wonderful work, and as always, we're so proud to have you a part of the family.
It's good to be here, and thanks so much for having me.
You and your friends are listening to Tiger Talk. Time now to concentrate on our drafting design and 3D modeling program. And we've got not only our instructor, Jeff Melson, but he's also brought a couple of his student success stories with him today. And first of all, Jeff, welcome to Tiger Talk.
Will, thanks for having us. We're tickled to be here.
Well, we're tickled to have you. And as I mentioned, you're the drafting design and 3D modeling instructor. When you look at the entire picture of your program, this is just you're just the third instructor of this kind here at Northeast.
Yes, sir. This program is, I guess, around 40 years old, and I think I'm the third full-time instructor. So it has a rich history, one that I'm trying to uphold each day. Very proud of the program and the work we do.
There's no question about that. You're starting your 11th year here at Northeast. And talk a little bit about the program and what are the options available for your graduates.
Will, I'll start with this. If you think about the things that you own, the things that you have, we take a lot of those things for granted. We see them on the store shelf. We see the house in the lot, but we don't realize how they got there. My job is to teach students how to create, how to edit, how to read engineering drawings, whether that be for the world of architecture, engineering, construction, manufacturing. That's my job. So with that in mind, think about the things that we have, the computer that's in front of us, the desk that we're sitting at, the building that we're sitting in, the road that we traveled this afternoon to get here, the home that we came from, all the things in that home, the clothes we wear. How did all this come to be? Nothing happened by accident. Everything had to be designed, much like we're designed. We're the most complicated design on earth, our bodies. We had a designer. With that said, everything we see has to also be designed. That's what my job is to teach students how to do that work.
Wow, and you're doing it so well. And you brought a couple guys in with you here today, and we'll talk to Rollin and also Hunter in just a bit. Your wife gives you a hard time and jokes around all the time, but these students of yours, these ladies and guys, they're like family to you.
My wife and my daughter are my biggest supporter. With that said, they're by default the biggest supporters of the program. At the end of the 2 years, we take the graduates out for a celebration, a graduation meal. And, you know, she hears and sees all. And so after the meal, she'll look at me and say, you know, you're talking to him or you're talking to her like he's your son or like she's your daughter. You know, I don't know if that's good or bad, but I think that speaks to the way I try to run the program and the quality of students that I have. You know, we're a family. We are very much a family atmosphere. That's something I try to provide in my day-to-day work. I know that the learning is not finished by the time they're 18. I know that they're still growing as young men and young women. Really important to me to be that stability at school for them to continue to allow them to grow and develop as young men and young women. It's a very much family-oriented family environment.
Well, I tell you what, I know recently we were named the top community college in the state of Mississippi, one of the top in the Southeast, one of the nation's finest as well when it comes to getting our graduates prepared for the workforce. Zipia gave us that honor, one of the top career sites in the country. That came as no surprise to you.
What a great honor. And what does that say for the work that goes on here at Northeast, whether it's from the administration and their perspective and their, you know, their direction that they give us, our staff, our faculty, we know why we're here. We have a purpose, that being our students. And if we're here each day providing for our students, awards like this are going to happen as a result. And I think it's a great day for us, but let's not lose sight of why we are here. It is about the students.
Absolutely.
So this award really reflects our students and their success. Two of the guys are here with me today and couldn't be more proud of the work that they're doing each day. I tell them when inside the program we talk about purpose. We talk about, you know, you have to go get a job, yes, but it's not about having just a job or just an income. It's about serving others. How do you do that? You can do that in numerous ways. These graduates serve others by providing seating, providing environments to enjoy movies. What a great thing. And again, we would take that for granted, but for the fact that I see this each day. And so, in that way, you know, they're serving others. And so it's wonderful.
Well, they certainly are. And a nice segue. Let's bring in Hunter. Hunter Wigginton, a 2016 grad of Northeast Mississippi Community College. You went to East Union High School. And first of all, Hunter, appreciate your time today here on Tiger Talk.
Yes, sir.
Let's talk a little bit about your job these days. You're hanging out with Rylan over there at VIP Cinema Seating in New Albany. Talk a little bit about what you learned here at Northeast and how that has applied to your daily job now at VIP.
Well, I've enjoyed my time here, first off. I really enjoyed Northeast. It's a great place to go, and it taught me so much, not only just about drafting, but about money management, about creating a good product, about work ethic, many things that could further you in a business and in life, really. And it's been a tremendous help to me going farther and trying to become a better person with a career.
That's wonderful. And let me follow up on that, what you just said. You also were telling me that it was not surprising when you learned that we were the number one community college in the state of Mississippi and one of the best in the Southeast and the country as well. Getting you and the rest of our grads prepared for a career in the workforce.
No, I wasn't surprised at all. I've noticed with Mr. Melson, it's a priority to have the students prepared to go into the workplace and actively look for them a job. He's really personal with the students in that way, that he cares about what them and what happens to them as they go through life, and he just tries to make the best opportunity for them that he can.
Well, he's kind of did a nice job getting you ready for VIP seating, and we were talking about it just a little while ago just with your former instructor, but both you and Rylan were on a lot of neat projects, including over there for us moviegoers in the Tupelo area. We're benefiting from those recliners. Talk a little about that process, how you were involved, and what your job was in bringing that to all of us in the Tupelo area.
Well, I actually, after the chairs have been designed and made, I take them, make blocks of them, that way they can be put into drawings. We take architects' layouts and actually say how the chairs are going to go, make sure they fit code, and lay it out for sight lines and everything else, just to give them the best options and the best layout that they can have in the theater, not just manufacturing the chairs.
That's wonderful. Well, obviously, I know you're enjoying your time at VIP, and I appreciate your time here today. And we're going to bring in not only a former student here at Northeast, but also a coworker there at VIP. Let's bring in Rylan Ewing. He is a 2017 grad of Northeast Mississippi Community College. He's 22 years old now. He's from Red Bay, Alabama. Actually went to Belmont High School. And Rylan, first of all, welcome to our weekly podcast.
Hi.
Hey,
nice to be here.
Well, it's great to have you here, and talk a little bit about your experience here at Northeast and how it got you ready for the workforce.
Here at Northeast, Mr. Melson, being our advisor and all, he really teaches you everything you need to know before you go out into the workforce. What you learn from his program really depends on you as a student, what you want to take in. He teaches everybody the same thing. And whether or not you grasp and take hold of what he teaches you is your choice. But I went into the program without any experience in drafting, and when I left the program, I had everything I needed to start work.
Isn't that something? And you were saying that you're talking about connections and the relationships that our faculty and staff have with folks in the region. I mean, you had a job 2 weeks after you graduated from Northeast. You were working full-time at VIP sitting there in New Albany.
Yes, sir. Literally just about 2 weeks, maybe a little shorter than that, after I graduated, Mr. Melson had referred me to VIP Cinema Seton. I went down there for an interview, and just a few days later, they had called me back, and I had the job.
That's awesome. Hunter talked about what his daily responsibilities look like. What about your situation? What are you doing on a daily basis that you learned here at Northeast that you're able to do there at VIP?
Well, in our department at VIP, the CAD department, there's five of us, and we all do the same task. We all take measurements of the chairs, get the specs, the dimensions of them, and then we go back, draw them up in the CAD system, the software we use, and then we use those blocks that we create to lay those out into the seating layout to get dimensions, place them where they need to go in the theaters so they don't run into any problems later on down the road.
Well, I just, for one, I don't take that for granted. I'm enjoying movies at an all-time high because of that comfort, those recliners at the movie theater. What a great idea. And I know you guys get a charge out of that, too, when you hear that, because you're part of that process.
Oh, yes, sir. It's a great recognition. Just really glad to work there. It's a great environment to work at. Everybody's friendly. When you walk in there, it's not you're not just a number on a piece of paper. It's a friendly and family environment there.
Well, we're glad that you learned what you needed to learn at Northeast, and now you're part of, 500 or so employees there at VIP. We're all about partnerships here at Northeast, and Jeff, that definitely falls under your category as well.
It does. We're very thankful for and very proud of the relationships we have with our industry partners, and I'm hesitant to name any names because I'm inevitably going to leave someone out, but, you know, today we're representing what we do with VIP Cinema. But we could go all over the region and see partners, ThyssenKrupp Elevators, Syatt in Tupelo, Ashley Furniture and Ekru. The list goes on and on. So we're very thankful for those relationships. And you know, when I arrived at Northeast in 2008, we were sort of in the worst of times as far as the economy goes. We're coming out of that now. And that's a great thing, not just for the school, obviously, for the programs, but for these young students. The jobs are more plentiful. We need to be putting people in those jobs. So we're thankful for those relationships we have.
Can't thank you enough for your time. Thanks, guys, for all of what you're doing and how you're representing Northeast, and all the best going forward. Time to bring back Kenny Paul-Gino one last time. I think we need to, get Barbara Streisand. You ever heard of her, the musician, singing Memories?
I don't think I know who that is.
Okay, but. Well, she sang a song The Way We Were. So that's our last segment together. Of course, you've helped me this last year in marketing and community relations. Now going for, got to get that master's.
Yes, sir. It's bittersweet for me today. I'm going to start grad school next week, of course, at Mississippi State in sports administration, but it's been a great year at Northeast. Made some friendships along the way, even though I've been from Boonville, but made friends with people I didn't really know as well. Of course, having you as a boss has been unbelievable, and hanging out with Michael and a bunch of other guys every day, so it's been great.
Well, it's been such a pleasure to have you alongside, no doubt about that. And I tell you what, this is quite a busy week. Of course, school started yesterday. We got the big luau tonight. A lot of things happening here on the Northeast campus.
Yeah, first week of school, always busy. It'll be fun for the students. Get to see other students kind of for the second time, you know, first day of class. Everybody's kind of tired, wore out, what classes to go to. Then at night, they can kind of just celebrate, you know, the school year.
That's right, and they'll do some celebrating tonight. How about one last time plugging how people can stay connected with one of the nation's premier community colleges?
One last time, especially it's going to be busy this week. A lot of pictures of students and stuff. Our main Twitter account is at NortheastMSCC on Twitter. You can follow our main account. That'll be the main administration and all that here at Northeast. For athletics, it's NEMCC Tigers. And then you can get on Instagram, it's NEMCC Tigers for athletic page again. And then for the main account on Instagram, it's NEMCC _, can't forget the _ Tigers. But as I said, you can just type in Northeast and all of them should pop up on your search and you can find the one you need.
Sounds wonderful. All the best, partner.
Thank you. And one last time, go Tigers.
Go Tigers is right. And with that, we wrap up this week's edition of Tiger Talk. Special shout out to Michael Miller for everything he does behind the scenes each week to get us on the air. So for Dr. Kelly Hefner, for Jeff Melson, Roland Ewing, Hunter Wigington, and Kenny Paulgino, I'm Will Kohlmeyer saying thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you next week right here on Tiger Talk.